Feature segment brought to you by Dauphin Plains Seeds Limited. I'm talking with Mary Pazook, District 13 Director with Manitoba Beef Producers. Mary, I just wanted to start by asking, can you tell me how beef producers are faring so far this fall?
Well, we do look at this fall has been, the whole season, it's been a challenging year for cattle producers. We had very poor pasture growth, low hay production, and a lot of dugouts that were drying up. But thanks to some timely rains there in August, there's been regrowth, which has assisted the forage crop production a little bit, and especially the pasture, the grazing days on the animals. So that has helped out. We're still looking at some concerns as far as water access, because we haven't had enough rain really to recharge a lot of that. So it looks a lot better than it did at the end of July, definitely. And the calves are starting to come to market. So market prices have been fairly steady, decent prices for the most part, but they're quite variable depending on weight ranges and even areas of the province, I would think.
And I know that Manitoba Beef Producers is having several meetings throughout this month and next month. Can you tell me about some of these in-person and virtual meetings that are coming up?
So with the fall comes, we kick off our district meetings, and on behalf of the board, would like to invite all beef producers to join in on them. On the this year's meeting season starts October 19th, which is next week, and runs to November 9th. There are two virtual meetings for producers and their families in the odd number districts, which we are District 13, that would be ours, and each meeting begins at 7 p.m. There are also seven in-person meetings throughout the province for those living in the even number districts where elections are required. So each of those meetings begins at 1 p.m. We have made the difficult decision to hold the district meetings in the odd number districts via virtual, just because of the concerns with COVID that we're still having a lot of, there's a lot of restrictions when it comes to in-person meetings. And you can connect to the meeting through your smartphone, tablet, laptop, desktop, or using a phone to listen in. You can register, they are a Zoom-based meeting, so you'd have to register ahead of time, and you can find out information at mbbeef.ca. That gives you both this information and all other information. The in-person meetings, they're contingent upon COVID-19 pandemic situation, which at this point looks like if we will be able to have them, but most of the venues that we are holding them at do have a requirement of double vaccination and masks, just as for the COVID restrictions right now. So we do invite everybody to join in. I do have a District 13 Manitoba Beef Producers Facebook page that I encourage anybody that wants to join to get information where you get updates. We also have an e-newsletter with Manitoba Beef Producers, and you can follow them on Twitter, their Facebook page, and the regular website, the mbbeef.ca. I'd like to give a big thanks to the grain producers that have helped out beef producers by making straw and other crops available to them. It's for some of them that makes a big difference as to the number of cows that they can afford to feed over this winter. And although we've seen cattle moving over this summer, cows being sold, we still do expect an increased number of cows to move to market this fall compared to normal. But we're cautiously optimistic with the prospect of the beef industry in Manitoba. Domestic global demand has been good, and if the weather cooperates, we look forward to being able to rebuild the cow herd. It's just a little, and now the district meetings, we go through the what we have done as far as Manitoba beef producers this last year, as well as information from the national group, the Canadian Cattlemen's Association, the Canada Beef, as well as a National Research Council, just to give information on what is happening with the dollars that are provided to the association.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. That was Mary Pazook, District 13 Director with Manitoba Beef Producers. And that's it for today.